Okay, I think this is some TH conceptual stuff. I'm looking at these encounters, episode 2, where they interview those kids in Zimbabwe who encountered one of those little greys that we call them. UFO told them that we humans have to be careful with destroying nature and so on. But anyway, I thought maybe I could fit such things into the TH and really make it a documentary just like this one, if possible, some kind of, yeah, about our reality, what we make it of it, and what we think it is. And thus act it to be. And if we have that strong theme, yes, we're looking at the world, looking at ourselves, but from inside. But also we have to look with open eyes and open minds. And learn to see reality. To look beyond this image that we are being served here on this media, even the one you're looking at now. But philosophy, for instance, knowledge, and facts being shown in media like this, they are maps. And then you can take those maps and explore reality. The reality you find around you, but also in you. And the reality that is you. Because, in fact, if you go to the East, people there will tell you that the actual reality is us, the conscious living beings here, who are like the race of the son of the original conscious living being, and so on. So again, or to sum it up, the concept we're talking about here would then be in line with what you said today. Willy Fentner. and which I've been thinking in the afternoon today, you know, what is it about? This is what I'm doing. It's about helping each other, sharing knowledge, showing by our own example a more sattvic life, organic. Balanced, did I say that? Harmonious. Eating right. Just like these kids are told there by their little grays. Taking care of nature, living in harmony with nature and each other. This is what we need to learn. And then show how we are being told that in all kinds of directions. And show people who understand that in different ways. Different religions, different nationalities. But also challenging that materialistic philosophy that has been ruling our societies here on Earth, in the Western part of the planet, especially. Again, the Asuric one. Agreed. Lust. Anger. And all of that, right? So, that is the mission of the Krishna movement, right? To show them and convince people that, yep, the eternal spirit souls, all sons and daughters, you know, children of the higher spirit soul, same father and mother, mother nature, father God, I mean, whatever you want to call them. So here we have the essence of the Vaishnava Bhakta philosophy. And I'm satisfied, and I think that I am, by doing this production, showing how the so-called preaching, or how a modern application of the teachings of the Vaishnava Shastra and so on, can be presented and implemented and used to change the world today to the better. So yes, that's the challenge. And it would be nice to have a team doing that. And yes, there could be as a recurring guest, so to speak, or featured spokesperson or spokespersons, those there on the farm were there, you know, taking care of the cows for their whole life, the Goraksha people. There could be the Swami, there could be the he and she. The Hare Krishnas there. And we could maybe even base it on that, be a little, I'm just testing here. Build it around these Hare Krishnas who are walking down the street and chanting the names of God, sitting in the park on the carpet and talking the Bhagavad Gita and meditating together, popping up here and there. And yes, you're Christian, you're Muslim, you're whatever you are, do the same. Let's get out on the streets and sing, chant the name of God with love and devotion. The gospel. And with that little higher, little deeper understanding that it's all the same God for all of us, which can make the difference between night and day, that instead of fighting between religions, can cooperate and respect each other. So yeah, that could be the concept for this talking head.